No gray.
We first went through Russia, Russia, Russia.
Just black and white.
We then went through the Mueller report.
This is the truth.
And they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
This is Danny Land.
It was all bullshit.
Aha. Of all the opens that we use, hello, my friends. We use a lot of produced opens here on Danny Land. I kind of like this one. I am partial to this one. Name is Danny Chekalinski. Friends, welcome. This is Danny Land. 90% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 10%. Oh my goodness, no toilet paper, no. What we got here? Let me check the... No hand sanitizer. No St. Patrick's Day parades. No March Madness fans. No. No NBA season. No Las Vegas buffets. No concert tours. No political rallies. No cruises. No travel from Europe. No stock market. Oh! You're fucking kidding me. You gotta be kidding me, really. The only thing that's in the news right now is this coronavirus. People are dying. 401ks are bleeding. Self-quarantine. What's happening here? We have become afraid of our own paranoia, my friends. The perfect storm has happened. And again, the media. The media. They play right into you. You play into the media. The media retweets your fears. It's mindless. It's endless. The Dow is up. The Dow is John. He sneezes. Who has a mask? Cover your mouth. What? I mean, really? What the fuck is happening here, huh? Come on. Months ago, if you listen to this podcast, by the way, it's Danny Land. What is this, 28, 29? I'm not sure. I told you this was going to happen. When this first appeared on the radar screen, the very first time that we saw this, friends, as a news story, I said this was going to happen. And again, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's my fault, again, for being right. That's right. Welcome to Reality City. I am the freaking mayor. You listen to this podcast and nothing really is a surprise when it happens like 2 weeks later. Let's listen to how Tucker Carlson, Fox News. Come on. You know, if I'm going to watch news, I'm big shock here. I watch Fox. I try to supply myself with the left and the right. I kind of get sucked to the right. That's the way I believe. But anyway, Tucker Carlson kind of fanning the flames, I think, of the entire coronavirus thing here. I don't know.
The Chinese coronavirus epidemic turns out to be just that, an epidemic. There's no denying that now. According to the official count, this country has recorded more than 500 cases of the virus and suffered at least 24 deaths. The real number is without question far higher than that. Soon we will have a better sense of just how much higher. By then, this epidemic will have caused economic damage whose effects may dog us for years. People you know will get sick. Some may die. This is real. That's the point of this script, to tell you that. You'll be forgiven if the whole thing snuck up on you as if from nowhere. An obscure virus arising from a meat market in eastern China to sicken American citizens in Oregon and New Hampshire and Illinois and Midtown Manhattan. It sounds ridiculous.
No, you're scaring the shit out of me is what you're doing. You really are. All right, so what's the plan, right? What's the plan there, funny man? We are not on Danny Land, we are not problem makers on this podcast at all. We are problem solvers. Most successful plans come in three parts. So right now, here is your third degree. Number one, Chinaman, stop eating weird shit, all right? Like bats, uncooked frogs, snakes, spiders, let me think here. Salamanders, toads, crickets, fruit flies, prairie dogs, skunks, roadkill. Oh, by the way, that goes for you too, Arkansas boy. Stop eating this shit, all right? It's called garbage because, yeah, because it's garbage, all right? Number two, chill out. That goes, I mean, everybody, just chill out, all right? Stop buying toilet paper and scaring the literal, you're scaring the literal shit out of the rest of the world. They're canceling crowds at sporting events. And by the way, they're called events because of the crowds. Otherwise, you have just a fucking gym class, right? Fans, food, yelling, noise, beer, booing, cheering. That's sports. Stop it. People are just getting a bad cold, all right? What was that, two? Three. Wash your hands and your food, all right? We don't want... Let's be honest. We don't cleanse or wash enough in this country. We have good water. Unless you're tuning in from Flint, Michigan, I'm sorry, but, you know, you can move. Not going to get better. Get the hell out of there. We have good water. Use it. Wash. Wash everything you buy. Hey, let's be honest here. You ever look at that filth that's in front of you at the grocery store? They're disgusting. I want to blast them with a bottle of Lysol and my pressure cleaner. That person in front of you at the freaking grocery store line, they touched your tomato. All right? There you go. There's a solution. All right, so the president, he went on the TV Wednesday night and told the nation to just, you know, settle the freak down, please. All right, stop it.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner, who advises the president, is one of his top domestic policy advisors and speechwriters, was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris.
First of all, he said, come across. It's going to come across. Freaking journalist can't even say across. He's had to say across with a T. So it's a foreign virus because it didn't start here. It's called the Asian flu because... It was the Asian flu, you know. It was called the bird flu because it started with a fucking bird. Come on. God. Don't people know that I'm on blood pressure medication, my friends. China's not even pissed off, all right? China knows that it started in China. So China doesn't really have a problem. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about bird brains, let's go to AOC. Where's AOC? There she is. It's a joke.
The whole thing is a joke.
Yeah. Do you know it's in a 7 and 7 there? Do you know it's in a gin and tonic? How many beers? If there's $5 beers and I get 5 beers in a bucket, how much do they cost? All right. Anyhow, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, had to chime in with some of her stupid condoms. She's talking condoms. That just come out of my mouth. I think it did. Now she's talking about the whole coronavirus and how we're gonna just be mean to Chinese restaurants here.
Honestly, it sounds almost so silly to say, but there's a lot of restaurants that are feeling the pain of racism, where people are literally not patroning Chinese restaurants. They're not patroning Asian restaurants because of just straight up racism around the coronavirus. So.
I'm Yeah, I think I got the tone right there, too. Tell you what, AOC, as long as there's a number 97 and a Kung Pao chicken, people are going to still show up at the Chinese restaurant, all right? You know, they have live bat soup and a frog bread. They're not going to be there, and I'm fine with that. You know, and I'm sorry. If you ever find a China shop like that, don't go in there. You're going to get sick. Take it off Google Maps, would you please? And it's not a joke, all right?
The whole thing is a joke.
Oh, God. I'm a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Hold on a second.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
That's not my favorite one. This is it right here.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
You know the thing. There you go. There you go, Democrats. That's our guy right there, Joe Biden. Good, good. All right, let's move on. I got to stay with the Corona thing. Only because the now they're not going to have any fans in the stands for March Madness. Did you hear about this? How about that?
Due to the ongoing coronavirus crisis, which has impacted several cities and states set to play host to this month's March Madness, the NCAA decided on Wednesday to bar all fans from attending men's and women's tournament games outside of essential staff and limited family attendance, NCAA President Mark Emmert said in a statement. This comes on the same day that Ohio made a similar declaration about limiting fans from attending any indoor sporting event, and as San Francisco and Seattle have decided to either bar outright or limit the number of fans who can attend gatherings.
All right, we get the idea here, okay? What is March Madness going to be right now? It's going to be March Blandness. It's terrible, really? And what, they're going to televise the games because there's only money involved. If you're not going to have fans, you're not going to have games, you're not going to have televised, you know, stop it. I mean, come, this is just, it's ridiculous. It really is. How much is too much? One way or the other, you can't. This is what gray is, my friends. Gray is confusion. Gray is bad. We fall victim to the fear. You know, I know safety is the priority. But when you're taking away the free will of the people, that's kind of scary. You want to take the risk. You're worried about getting the. Then you come to the game. That's all part of it. It's just like, you know, you're worried about having your eye poked out in the game. It could happen, but it doesn't cross your mind. But you know that if you come to the game, you could get your eye poked out by a very large, tall person with big fingers. People telling you what to do and how to react is very scary. Bottom line. Partisan politics, it's got to go away. It's got to stop. Finger pointing needs to be put on hold. We need to attempt to get along. There's a problem out there with this virus. It needs the undivided attention from all parties. Here's the thing. This nation has always come together in times of tragedy and trouble. And we're kind of in a little bit of a mess right now, all right? We'll get past it, you know. It's not going to cripple us. But we need to come together and beat this, all right? And then we can go back to doing what we do best, and that is bitching. All right. Let's talk, the women love this shit. I don't know why. They do, they love this song. Here we go. Ha, ha, ha. We're talking the royal family, royal family. Bad shit crazy. Oh, sorry. You get the idea. There's a reason why it stopped the computer. What the hell is that? It's a noise this guy's making. I gotta read here from the headline here. Prince Mary. I'm the Prince Mary. That's a subliminal joke right there. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle left. Oh, they're crushed after unnecessarily cruel Megxit. To say they were crushed is an understatement. Things might have been different if a family member or two had stood up for them during the darkest of times. Are you... Let me go on here, all right? Yes, they're talking about the British press with the daily mistruths and the hateful commentary. Look, all right, come on. This really boils my blood, all right? And I don't understand why the ladies like the royal family so much, because they're not nice people. They weren't bullied. And they being Harry and Meghan, they weren't thrown out of the royal family, okay? She wanted out. He didn't tell her to shut up and enjoy the ride. Not that he should have said that, but if he would have said, hey, look, we got it pretty good here, all right? Grandmama's paying the bill. I cut a ribbon. Everything's fine. Shush. If he would have said that, everything's fine. He did it. They're not victims. They're not going to be homeless. They're going to have more money in 1 week than you and I are going to have in a lifetime, okay? They're not going to have to lower the heat in the winter and drop cable for Netflix. It's not going to happen. You know, I thought the American press was a joke, but the way the British press fawn over the royal family it's enough to make Karen Carpenter come out of the grave and ask for a sandwich. Sandwich is a sandwich. Manwich is a meal.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Long way for everybody to come to find out that the store has been closed for about 3 to 5 days. Yes, sir. Sorry. Oh, almost forgot. We got one more thing to do before we leave. We got to make a stupid phone call, a funny phone call. We call him on the program. By the way, it's called Danny Land. My name is Danny Chekalinsky. I'm your host. Are you enjoying the show? Yeah. Are you enjoying the program? It's a show grab. No, it's not. So here's the premise, all right? Maybe it's because I got too deep into a bottle of wine, but I thought it'd be kind of interesting to call somebody in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They're very nice. They're very kind people there, okay? Let's call a 7-Eleven, and let's say that I was in there maybe 5 minutes ago. Follow me. I was in there 5 minutes ago, and now I'm back at home, and I'm naked, and I'm thinking about you. Let's hope that we get a guy the first time around. We'll try this maybe twice. It probably isn't going to work, but it shows you how stupid I really am. All right. Here we go. Yeah, my name is Bart. I was just in there.
And this is Juan. How are you?
Yeah, I was in there about 5 minutes ago. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I got back home and I'm naked and I'm thinking about you.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven-Eleven 88,
this is Sanders. Yeah, I'm the guy that was in there about 5 minutes ago buying a lottery ticket. My name's Bart. Yeah, I just want to let you know that I got home okay, and I'm naked and I'm thinking about you.
Okay, nice to know. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Fucking stupid. Well, that was not, I got to be honest with you, that was not our best work, was it? No, it's all right, but you know what? Tell you what. Sometimes you hit it out of the park. Sometimes you hit a single. Sometimes you swing and you miss. And maybe that's exactly what happened. Oh, by the way, I need a... I had to write this down. I need a favor. I need you to tell just one person about the podcast. Forward to them. Link the podcast on their Facebook page. If you do the Twitter thing... I'm serious now. I'm asking for help. Help me, friends. We are going to network on social media, LinkedIn, anything you can do. Share the podcast and have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday. It sounds good to me, right? Whoa. I hit the wrong one. Try this.
Shut up and sit down.
New one.
You have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.